This is episode 205 of the This Week in Marketing show, also known as your Twim show. I'm your host, Sajid, and today I'm going over the notable news and updates from the week of March 25 through 29, 2024. First up, as you may have heard, that Google has done a helpful content update algorithm change. And since then, there has been some issues where people are saying, you know, or some myths around, helpful content update, HCU affects the whole site and it affects the whole domain. If you get penalized, the whole domain is affected, things like that. So to dispel misconceptions, Google Search Liaison Jeannie Marvin has basically said, no, it's actually Google now evaluates content on a page-by-page basis, focusing on the helpfulness of each page independently. This means that having some unhelpful content does not penalize an entire site, allowing helpful pages to be recognized individually. So you have nothing to worry about. Now, if you want to hear more or read more about what it all entails, check out the show notes. Next up is rethinking the importance of backlink in SEO. Again, this is something, you know, we have covered it, or I've covered it in the past. And if for some reason you have missed it or you did not hear it, it's again, John Mueller is basically saying, responding to a user on Reddit saying, you know what, I'm getting different numbers from tools like Ahrefs and Google Search Consoles and they're not matching up. And Mueller pointed out that due to varied methodologies of web crawling and indexing across these tools, discrepancies in link counts are natural. He stressed that concentrating on the sheer number of backlinks might divert marketers from improving their website quality or relevance. Instead, Mueller further encouraged marketeers such as yourself and me, or website business owner, on website aspects that could significantly affect SEO success. He mentioned, and of course I think you know this by now, that search engines are now using more advanced methods like sitemaps for content discovery and evaluation, reducing dependency on backlink for website ranking. Now, there is a cottage industry that sells backlink services, and obviously they are going to keep pushing you backlink. So you need to follow the money. In my opinion, backlink is good if you get it naturally, but I don't want you to focus extra on getting backlink. Instead, focus on, I would say, creating good quality content. Okay, with that, let's go to the next update. This is about Core Web Vitals. Now, Core Web Vitals is indeed a part of Google's ranking system. Now, in episode 71 of Google's Search of the Podcast, they talked about Core Web Vitals in SEO. And what the thing you need to understand is excelling in Core Web Vitals, which is CWV score, alone does not ensure high search visibility. Okay, I'm looking at my show notes. Obviously this revealed a common misunderstanding among developers and marketers who prioritize CWV scores without considering actual user satisfaction. An eye-opening example shared was Google's own page experience documentation, which scored only 45 out of 100, illustrating that achieving top CWV scores is not crucial for success. Now, having said that, John Mueller explained that CWV metrics do influence Google's ranking algorithm. Slight improvement in these metrics may not significantly impact search rankings. He advised against focusing too much on CWV at the expense of other SEO priorities, as CWV is only one aspect of a comprehensive ranking system. And the podcast also advocated for a holistic approach to web performance, suggesting improvements in CWV should be a part of a broader strategy to enhance the overall user experience. Again, this includes focusing on content quality and website design, aiming for a balanced effort that enhances user satisfaction and engagement. And I apologize if I'm not really giving you a direct answer, because there is no direct and straight answer. You need to evaluate on a case-by-case basis. I wouldn't say throw CWV out the door and just hit a score of 0 or 10 or 15. You need to find that balance. And good quality content will always trump user experience, right? But that does not necessarily mean that you should have a bad user experience. Next up, again, this is going to sound like I'm a broken record. Again, this is again from episode 71 of the Search of the Podcast, Search of the Record podcast. Again, they're saying quality over quantity. This was, again, discussion again between Gary Ellis, Lizzie Sassman, and the guest, Dev Smart. And they are basically saying they want you to prioritize content quality over quantity. And this is something Google has always talked about, right? Google has always pushed for, like, you know, have quality content, not quantity. Like, you know, publishing 10 times a day or 5 times a week is not going to do anything. It's not going to move the needle. What you need to have is, like, maybe publish one great quality blog once a week or update once a week. That would go a little farther than, you know, publishing 10 content or 5 content in a given week. Okay, with that, I'm not going to, just before I jump off, it says, like, you know, merely increasing content production will lead to better ranking or rapid indexing is basically a myth. That's what they say. Now, whether you believe them or not, it's up to you. Okay, again, this is Google's plea to SEO, and you might say, Sajid, we have already heard this. Why are you keep bringing it up? Is because people keep asking questions, and Google's employees and Google staff members are responding and saying again and again, content, 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 right? Again, this is the same concept, which is focus on your visitors, not just ranking. So Danny Sullivan, again, basically posted on X, which is to be known as Twitter, saying underlining concerns about SEO practices, just to focus on creating content for search engines, not for the visitors of your website. Now, to counter that, I will say, you know, it's a chicken and egg situation, right? If you don't get picked up by search engines and ranking systems, then obviously you will not get the visitors. And if you don't have the visitors, and vice versa. Now, so this is where, you know, a good SEO person will come up and figure it out. Okay, what can we write that is getting picked up by SEO search engines as well as our visitors, and they find it helpful? Maybe what Danny Sullivan is saying is that if you were to write good quality content, it will get picked up by search engines anyway. So you should just create good quality content from the angle of what their visitors or searchers are searching for, instead of trying to say, oh, I want to write a top 10 ways to show up on SEOs. You see, I think you get the point. If not, I would say, you know, you really need to work with someone experienced and a good quality SEO person. Maybe that's the step one before you write good quality content. Anyway, that's all for today. Let's jump to the next one. So this one is about the importance of About Us and contact pages in your website. Does it really matter? So John Mueller is saying, look, there is nothing in our algorithm or, you know, in a ranking system that says you have to have an About Us and contact pages. If you do, then you're going to rank higher. And only reason I will say this, I have taken courses and been in workshops where the SEO guru or the teacher of that course has told me you must have an About Us and contact pages, then you will rank higher. I am guilty of that. Anyway, I'm guilty of also, like, you know, pushing it to the client. Now, John Mueller is saying that, you know, look, you don't really need to do that. It's because we evaluate content on its own as if it can stand. But having About Us and contact pages may go farther, because if a visitor is reading it and they know About Us and they can read about your business and then go to contact pages and can contact you, maybe you will have more credibility in the market, right? It comes up this morning. I was actually at a website and I wanted to read up more about us. How did this organization start? Who's running it? Who are the team members and everything like that? Now, it just helped me understand better. He just gave me more information about the business. But, you know, again, what John is saying, you know, look, whether you have About Us or not will not really make a huge difference. Along the same line, someone asked Danny Sullivan of Google Search Liaison that, hey, should I have a business website or a blog? Now, you're going to say, this is 2024. Why is this coming up? Some people ask, and it's actually a valid question. So Danny is saying, look, in 2024, having a website makes a big difference, because everybody is used to it. Everybody looks for a website. You should obviously have a website. Now, whether you should start a blog or not, it's all up to whether do you want to position yourself as a knowledgeable person in your industry, a thought leadership, and things like that. So again, having a blog may improve your engine visibility, but it requires consistent production of quality content and strategic planning to meet your audience needs, right? In a sense, having a website is considered mandatory for businesses in 2024. Whether you start a blog or not, you should be carefully considered, because there is you need to understand, do you have the capacity to create engaging and useful content for the audience? Like for myself, I skipped the last two episodes of the Twin podcast after 2 years just because I was on the road and I really did not have the time to do it. Now, nevertheless, I'm back in town. I'm back in my office, and I thought, you know, I want to do it because, again, I missed a lot as well. So when I record these sessions, I improve my knowledge and it keeps me up to date. Anyway, let's move on. YouTube's advice to creators: think twice before deleting videos. And this comes from YouTube's product lead for homepage and recommendation, Todd. I'm not going to pronounce his last name. It's hard to pronounce. It's a French last name. But he has advised creators to think twice before removing videos from their channels. Sentiment echoed by YouTube's creator liaison, Rene Ricci. They highlight how video deletions can negatively impact a channel's growth and viewer engagement by breaking the established connection with the audience, crucial for channel's development. What Rene or Todd and Rene are suggesting that if you really want to delete a video, then just simply unlist them. Okay, this approach allows the video to remain accessible without appearing directly on the channel, preserving the benefit derived from the algorithm without affecting visibility negatively. Hope that helps. Let's go to the next one. The next one, and we have two more after this, is that Google has changed the definition of top ads in Google Ads. So what you need to know is that previously, any ad that was top ads, the term top ads referred to any ad that was shown before the organic search results. Now, ads positioned directly below the top organic results are also considered top ads. So now you got to know, if you are really measuring your top ads, you need to know that it's no longer just the ads that were shown above the search results. It's like ad position directly below the top organic results are also considered top ads. So that basically gives you a clue that Google is going to probably inject some advertisements under the organic results as well. And Google released a report that say they have blocked 5.5 billion bad ads using AI. So they are using the Gemini ad learning, machine learning model, which is basically Google's, it used to be Bard, now it's called Gemini. I'm not sure if you should be concerned. Maybe you should be, but again, it's blocking bad ads from going online. Google is trying to keep us safe, and that's all. Lastly, Instagram has updated their hashtag search functionality. So the new update integrates a wider range of search results, including profiles, when users tap on a hashtag, making it easier to explore different aspects of Instagram beyond just the top post. Previously, selecting a hashtag would show users a feed of top posts linked to that hashtag. Now the update provides a more inclusive discovery experience by including relevant accounts in search results, thus improving engagement and visibility for profiles related to the search but not necessarily tagged in every post. So folks, I hope you found this helpful. I missed talking to you all for 2 weeks. I'm back and so glad that I'm doing this. With that, I'm going to sign off for this week. Take care. Bye-bye.